Hello, fighting gamers! This is Doc Brock, and welcome to your next installment of Future Fighter Game Development. You've got the best seats in the house for this sci-fi fighting game, and this week, we're going to talk about what it means to be square in fighting. Does it mean you're uncool? Not exactly. It's actually a shoulder position. Imagine you and another person are standing and looking directly at each other. Your shoulders are perfectly square with one another. You could draw a line through each other's shoulders and it would make a square. Now, drop that shoulder back like you see here with Omega and you're less square. The positioning does different things. When you take a look at Orisa, she's completely square, but it puts her hands out front. You can do grabs, you can do double strikes, you can do grabs and knees. It's very position dependent, but her body is open. Omega, on the other hand, that putting that shoulder back completely closes that off, and it drops that hand and that leg back for big-time power punches, but his head's more open. Orisa has good head coverage, so she can defend things that are up high. Down low, however, she's going to be more vulnerable, whereas with Omega, he is going to have to move his waist laterally to dodge things, so he has to sink his stance lower. You can see how much lower and wider. So he's going to be using more leg movement to get away, where she's going to be using more hands. Now, there's all kinds of other little idiosyncratic things that we're going to do with the remainder of the motion capture, where that's where this comes from. I'm motion capturing my martial arts for you guys to control. But to see all that, you're going to have to subscribe. So click that button, and I'll see you next time.